could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webster.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Doggone Positive is Maria Ryan, here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Michael Hambrick.
And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a special treat, and Vitacraft has it. Lick and Lap. A five-pack saucy terrine snack that you can find at Vitacraft.us, at Walmart.com, or in pet stores. Also, Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats teamed up with us here at Talkin' Pets to get 10% off if you put the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. Treats, supplements for your dogs. Also, LifeBoostCoffee.com/pets. Make sure you check it out, and if you're a coffee drinker, get the best, get the premium, get what I drink. LifeBoostCoffee.com/pets and get 58% off your first order. 58%. Also, join me in tropical Costa Rica October 6th through the 14th by Colette Tours. You can call for information at 800-581-8942, the booking number 1299-885. You can also check it out at TalkinPets.com. Click on the banner, and it'll take you to the information. This is Talkin' Pets.
Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha. I'm a cha-cha-cha chihuahua. I'm the smallest dog in town. I never have to walk because they carry me around. When I am a puppy, I'm no bigger than a cub. And I get no bigger even when I am grown up. Cha-cha-cha. I'm a cha-cha-cha chihuahua. Everybody think I'm cute. I can fit into a handbag or the pocket of a suit. I think I'm getting sleepy. It's siesta time, you know. I'm a cha-cha-cha chihuahua, and I come from Mexico.
From Mexico!
Oh, the little cha-cha-cha-wawa.
Yeah, I mean, I thought when I heard that, I was like, oh, my God, it's so cute. It has to be an old song because of the way it sounds. So it was definitely like made in the olden days. But, you know, it's funny, Maria, because when I was younger, you know, and I wasn't as involved with animals to a degree. I mean, I always loved animals. They've always been my best friends. But before doing the radio show and everything, do you have an idea of how I used to say chihuahua?
No, I mean, Chihuahua? I don't know. Chihuahua? Ha-ha-ha? Something like that. Yeah, something like that.
So it was weird because I looked at the way it's spelled, and I was just like, I wasn't familiar with the dog. I'm telling you, this was years ago. But the first time I ever said the name, I said, that's an interesting little dog, a chihuahua.
Chihuahua. I like it.
Chihuahua. You said that 3 days ago, John.
That's hilarious. Chihuahua.
So, like, when you look at the way things are spelled, they always don't always, you know, pronounce that way.
Oh, my gosh. Especially in the way we pronounce things and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're always different. And some of the names are tough, though. I have to say, to this day, I think I say it right, but I'm not absolutely right. A Belgian Malinois.
What'd you say?
Belgian Malinois, yeah.
Okay, so I'm saying it right. That's a
Malinois,
tough one.
Yes.
Nobody ever says it right. Like, everybody mispronounces it.
It's the last part, the Malinois. Mm-hmm.
What about I used to say, oh, I can't remember, Papillon.
Papillon? Papillon?
Yes.
Mm.
And I pronounced it as a papillon, but it's papillon.
Yeah.
A lot of people say cane corso instead of, it's Cane Corso.
Is it Cane Corso? Time.
Yeah,
I still thought it was Cane Corso.
Nope, not Cane Corso, but everybody says it like that. And I'm like, it's Cane Corso.
Cane Corso. That's one of the newer breeds to the AKC, right?
I'm not sure about how new it is to the AKC, honestly. I couldn't tell you.
I think it's like within the last 10 years, I believe.
Interesting.
Because there's been a lot of dogs out there. They've been adding at least one to three or four new breeds to the register. And a lot of times you'd see them at, like when I used to do the show at Westminster every year, I would see all the dogs there and how they performed. And you know, when I first started in the business, well, not when I first started doing the radio, but somewhere in that realm, you might say, my mentor was Roger Karras. And I don't know if you remember that name, but Roger used to do 2020 with Barbara Walters.
Yes.
And Roger and I became such good friends, and he kind of took me under his arm. And, you know, at that point, he was the president of the ASPCA in New York City. And Roger did such a great job with so much with that ASPCA. And he's like invited me to things, and, you know, he took me to one or two parties, and I've met more people that the richest people in New York, actually, and more money than God. And I was like, oh, let it. Trickle down in my pocket.
Just roll those coins down to me, please.
It never happened.
It don't work that way, John.
But I got to, you know, rub elbows with the rich and famous, you might say. And you know, so Roger did a lot. He also informed me about animals and everything else. And he was the voice of Westminster for so many years. Mm-hmm. And he had that voice, you know, that voice that just stuck out. And just an amazing man. And, you know, he had, like, rescue greyhounds at home with Jill, his wife. And when he passed, it was very difficult. And then I remember Larry came in to the organization, and Larry was running the ASPCA, and then 9/11 happened. And Larry's sister was the flight attendant on the first plane that went into the World Trade Centers. And after that, Larry left New York, and he gave up his job. He went to move closer to his family, to his parents and all, because they struggled, obviously.
Absolutely.
And so much, you know, so many good people in those offices. You know, times change and everything else. And yeah, I like to say, in this point in time, when you're donating your monies, make sure you know where your monies are going to whatever organization that you're donating to. I like to donate to local shelters or facilities in your area. This way, to a degree, you know what's being done with the money. And with the big organizations, you know, just make sure that they're putting it in the right place. So times have changed, and I know in the news and everything, there's been one or two stories about people that weren't putting the money in the right place. So it's good that you work hard for the money that you have, and if you're going to donate it for the love that you have, which is animals, you want to make sure that it's going to the right cause in the right place. Am I right?
I agree.
100. Absolutely. Yeah. You have to do your homework. You don't just give money, you know, willy-nilly. Do your homework and make sure it does go to the animals or whatever cause you're helping to donate to.
So once again, we're speaking with Maria Ryan. She is from the Doggone Positive Way podcast. Is there a .com after that?
No, there's not. I don't have a .com for it. My .com is just doggonepositivetraining.com.
Okay.
But I mean, you can reach me on pretty much all the socials at Doggone Positive and then at Maria Ryan on Facebook.
We're the same way. CRN, our distributing network, our syndicator, they have us talking pets on all of that as well. Mike Gary's the operation manager there. He does a phenomenal job. And, you know, it's like a lot of people don't know what goes on behind the scenes unless you're watching us on Facebook Live right now at Talking Pets Radio.
Yeah.
Then you can see Michael and I here in this studio, but it's also you're in your own place, Maria, and then,
then
the network is in L.A. So,
And to answer your question, the Belgian Lekanese, is that how you say it? That's what was added in 2020.
The Belgian Malinois?
Oh, it was the Malinois.
No.
Okay, so,
is it Malinois?
No, it wasn't the Malinois. It was the Lekanese.
Lincoln.
Yeah, I'll show you a picture here.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh, Leonese.
Yeah, sorry, I can't say it.
Yeah, that was a different breed.
But come
on. They do add, see, I'm telling you. Well, once again, we're going to take a little break and we come back. More of Talking Pets. And we are going to play Name That Animal Sound so you can win something.
Yeah.
This is Talking Pets.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
A species of wolf that died out some 12,500 years ago lives again as the world's first successfully de-extincted animal, according to the Dallas-based biotech company Colossal Biosciences. Colossal scientists have created three dire wolf pups by using ancient DNA, cloning, and gene editing technology to alter the genes of a gray wolf, the prehistoric dire wolf's closest living relative, the company announced on Monday. The result is essentially a hybrid species similar in appearance to its extinct forerunner. The dire wolf, Ancillian dyrus, which was the inspiration for the fearsome canine featured in the HBO TV series Game of Thrones, was a top predator that once roamed North America. HBO shares parent company Warner Brothers Discovery with CNN. Dire wolves were larger in size than gray wolves and had slightly wider head, light, thick fur, and a stronger jaw, the company said. Colossal has been working towards resurrecting the mammoth, dodo, and Tasmanian tiger since 2021, but the company has not previously publicized its work on dire wolves. The massive milestone is the first of many coming examples demonstrating that our end-to-end de-extinction technology stack works, said Ben Lam, Colossal's co-founder and CEO, in a news release. Our team took DNA from 13,000-year-old tooth and a 72,000-year-old skull and made healthy dire wolf puppies. The three dire wolves are living on a 2,000-acre site at an undisclosed location enclosed by 10-foot-tall zoo-grade fencing, where they are monitored by security personnel, drones, and live camera feeds. Colossal says the facility has been certified by the American Humane Society and registered with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. U.S. ancient DNA extracted from two dire wolf fossils, Colossal scientists and collaborators said they were able to assemble two high-quality Ancillian dyrus genomes, or complete sets of genetic information. The team compared the genomes with those of living canids, such as wolves, jackals, foxes, to identify the genetic variants for traits specific to dire wolves, such as white coats and longer thick fur. The company then used the information from the genetic analysis to alter gray wolf cells, making 20 edits in 14 genes before cloning the most promising cell lines and transferring them into donor eggs, according to the news release. Healthy developing embryos were then transferred into surrogates for interspecies gestation, with three pregnancies that led to births of the first de-extinct species. Colossals revealed in its statement, the company confirmed to CNN that it used domestic dogs, specifically large mixed breed hounds, as surrogates. Two male dire wolf pups were born on October 1st, 2024, while a female pup was born on January 30th, 2025, according to Colossal Biosciences. Visit TalkingPets.com for more info and join us on our Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Michael Hamburg.
Stretch of American ground, two snowy pups came leaping round. Romulus and Remus, wild and free, chasing leaves in a primal spree. Four feet long, just 6 months old, 80 pounds too big to hold. Nipping, tussling, howling low, a ghostly sound from long ago. Oh, Romulus and Remus, kings of the wild. Ancient child, through genes and time, you've broken through a howl unheard for endless moons. Big as legends, white as snow, pups of the past where the wild winds blow.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
So, you can actually see on our homepage at TalkinPets.com also a pretty good-sized video about these wolves, and they're gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. They're not small.
No.
So they're pretty big, but still people are complaining because they were, you know, the DNA matched up with like a gray wolf, that they're saying they're not pure dire wolves. But it, according to what I've read, they're like 99% dire. And they're really pretty. I know Talking Pets, actually, we worked hard way back when on this show to get wolves released back into many parts of the country, and I took part with a lot of people on that. And so now wolves are part of our country again, but still people are trying to push them out. People are still shooting them, and there's, to my knowledge, other than in movies, there has never been a wolf attack on a person. They usually will not, if at all, ever go after a person, human. But of course, they go after cattle or sheep or anything of that sort. But usually farmers are compensated if there is a death on their farm by a wolf, rather than going out and killing the wolves. Whereas I know now there's supposed to be some shoot from helicopters going on. Yeah. I think that's being fought against right now as we speak. But Maria, what do you think about somebody who adopts, though? I mean, I don't know. I've been around them. But the thing is, I've grown up in this industry in an animal world, knowing that wild animals are wild, and that's what they are. But a lot of people do have in their homes, they do have hybrids where it's half wolf and half dog. But I've still seen hybrids do things that are on the wild side.
Well, because wolves are not dogs and dogs are not wolves. And people, I've had a couple clients back in the day that had hybrids, and they are very particular, in their behavior. And they will take after, I've seen them take after more of the wolf type of behavior, which is kind of, hey, I don't really trust anybody. And, you know, they're a wild animal. So, no, do I think people should do that? No, but everybody's always messing with something. And I just saw an interview, I think his name is Brian Lamb, who did this with the dire wolves and the saber-toothed tiger. Yeah, Tony Robbins just interviewed him. And I mean, really, it's the science is fascinating. CRISPR and everything that they're doing out there is absolutely fascinating. He's wanting to recreate the woolly mammoth and get them up into the North Pole and blah, blah, blah.
They want to actually, they found good DNA from a woolly mammoth baby in the ice, because the ice caps are melting because of climate change. And this creature was basically full gear, the baby. And they took the DNA and they're, to my understanding, injecting it into, or however they do it scientifically, into an Asian elephant. And that's where they they want to come out with the woolly mammoth again. And there are reasons, because they want to reintroduce them into the Arctic areas, because they did play a big part in maintaining the lands at that time in history. So, you know, mankind has destroyed a lot. Universe has destroyed some, but we need to take care of our planet. We're going to take a little break when we come back. More of Talking Pets. If you've got a question or a comment, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. This is Talking Pets.
Tiger in the jungle says, "Girl."
An owl in the night says,
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours. Even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar, since I never play. But it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly. So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive. And protect the things that make sense to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkingpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. A 76-year-old woman says she's stuck in Puerto Rico after Frontier Airlines wouldn't let her fly back home to New York with her emotional support parrot. Maria Fratrigo told CNN affiliate WCBS she was warned, if you want to get on the flight, get rid of the bird, while trying to leave after a trip to her vacation home in Puerto Rico. I feel like I'm abandoned. My medicine is home, my doctor's appointment, everything. It's just a nightmare, she said. It was the first time she had gone back to the island since her husband died in 2019. The bird named Plucky provided her comfort following her grief. Her son Robert told WCBS. To get to Puerto Rico, Fratiago says she was allowed to board a Frontier flight out of John F. Kennedy International Airport with her bird, but the airline later told her that was their mistake and she should have never been allowed to bring the bird in the first place. Her son, who booked the plane ticket, says he was never told that there were exclusions to what types of birds passengers could bring. Frontier's website says small household birds may be carried on flights within the United States, but large birds like parrots or cockatoos are not accepted. We are currently investigating the matter and are in contact with the customer and her family to assist her in returning home as soon as she can present all of the government-mandated documentation, Frontier told CNN. As a matter of standard policy, as noted on their website, we do not normally transport parrots on an aircraft. In 2021, the Department of Transportation began requiring emotional support animals to comply with the airline's pet policy, making them subject to fees. I just want to get home with my bird, she said. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
And now, let's all give a yo-ho, yo-ho welcome to the Parrots of the Caribbean.
All right, you bird brains, hit it. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a parrot's life for me. We chirp and we sing, we'll be everything. We talk and squawk and squeal. We got the red shag, we chew the bag, and prayers at every meal. I almost said so, a parrot's life for me.
From my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401, whether you're listening on your favorite radio station or watching us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio or Alexa, CRN4, TuneIn, or my website, talkinpets.com, and click Listen Live. You can also go back and listen to shows there because they're archived as well, compliments of our network, CRN. But
Let the games begin!
If you can name what creature makes this sound, what we're going to do is send out to you a prize. And you could go, if you won something in the last 90 days, pick something new. You could go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks by Vitacraft, treats for your cats. You could go with Good Pets Foods, supplement treats for your dogs. Or you could go with Life Boost Coffee. Yummy, yummy, yummy. And we have them in pods or in the grind or the bean. And you can also go with the class of a water bowl from Talking Pets. We have a book from Chicken Soup for the Soul on dogs if you want to go with that. Michael, you got some things over there, don't you?
Yeah, we have a easy walk, no pull harness for a petite pet. We have these cute, adorable Power Paw socks. And then this dog bracelet right here.
With a variety of dogs on it.
With a variety of dogs on it.
So you could go with that. If you can name what creature makes this sound.
Interesting.
What creature makes that sound? If you know what creature makes that sound, pick up the phone, give us a call at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, and you could be a winner. If you know what creature makes that particular sound, 818-818-6401, pick up the phone and give us a call, and you might be at it. Get something from us. 818-818-6401, but we're speaking with Maria Ryan from Doggone Positive. And Maria, what do you think about people wanting to take... I mean, there's been such a fiasco about taking emotional support animals on planes. What do you think about that? And by chance, I wonder if I could take like one of my best friends and say, this is my emotional support human.
Oh, my God, I would love that.
I love you, John. I love you. I so want to do that. Will they fly for free?
Exactly.
You have to go under the seat? Do they sit right in front of
on
us?
The lap,
or
right.
What? Right. Can Tammy sit on my lap or something? I don't know.
Under the seat in front of you, they're good, I think.
Right?
An emotional support human has to go in cargo. Could you imagine? Hey, if it gets me there and I can breathe, I don't care.
Right? I mean, the whole emotional support animal thing has got way out of control, and they really have tried to rein it back. The problem is that you can get documentation that you pay for that is kind of bogus documentation. I feel like people are wasting their money, honestly, for emotional support animals. You know, you can just call up a doctor or go on one of these sites that they advertise all the time and pay them a fee and you'll get documentation. But I really feel like, you know, I could definitely see how a parrot would be comforting because they talk so much and they're so...
Not
social.
My parrot. You don't want my parrot on
and
a plane.
They, well, I know. I've heard yours. Well, as long as you don't leave the plane, then you're good. As soon as you leave the room, your guy goes crazy.
I had to move the
Leo,
studio.
Right? Yeah.
I had to move the studio to the other side of the house because the FCC would probably fine me.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He's got a potty mouth.
Definitely.
I didn't give him that potty mouth. He came that way. I adopted him, and I never expect that to come out of his mouth, but it did.
But I mean, yeah, I just think that that story is crazy because she got on the plane. Like, that's my biggest thing. Like, the lawyer brain in me starts. She got on your plane, people. Let her get back on and go back home. But
yeah, I mean, in a story where this woman tried to get on with a parrot, they flew her to Puerto Rico with a parrot.
Right.
But when she was coming back to where she lives in the state, well, it's all the states, but where she lives here. I don't remember where it was, but they didn't want to fly the parrot.
New York.
And they said they made a mistake. So...
I know. Like, who made a mistake in the city then in New York? What's going on?
Yeah.
You know, but seriously, I mean, I think that there may need to be just a little bit more oversight in that. And it can, situations where people are bringing illegitimate service, or not service, or quote unquote emotional support animals onto airlines and such, are ruining it for people who really have a disability and have an actual certified service dog. And there's no paperwork either for service dogs, but they go through extensive training. They cost, if you break it down, thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Right. You're talking maybe $50,000 or more.
Yeah.
And the work that they do is invaluable. And, I applied for one and I have to reapply because the waiting list is huge. So it's like, not something to be taken lightly. Absolutely. I think if you have anxiety and that type of thing, PTSD, especially, even though there are some organizations that do service animals for PTSD and military and other people who have PTSD that aren't military. But it's like you have to really do your homework. And I think maybe there needs to be maybe a little bit more type of oversight, not coming down with a hammer. But I can absolutely see how a parrot would be a legitimate support animal. Like, why not?
I can see it, but parrots are very loud too, so it might be a disturbance on a plane.
But here's the thing.
Come on, you don't like to always sit right behind a baby. And
no way.
Don't lie.
No, because I don't like to sit near kids like that, loud and stuff. It's hard.
I've been
for
behind a baby screaming for 2 hours. It's not
right.
True.
No,
no offense, but mom and dad, but.
Okay, but you bring up a really good point because you don't want to be next to a loud animal. Well, that animal should be trained, whether it's for service or emotional support.
Right, but they don't necessarily. I can get it. I can get the parrot thing because it could be very loud and disturbing to passengers. No doubt about that. But, where's it fall?
I'm wondering about disease.
Well, I'm not worried about that. If they keep it in a carrier, I couldn't imagine that they would let it out during the flight because it might take flight on a plane. That would not be great.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, no, I mean traveling, throughout the states from the city to Puerto Rico or to any other island or what have you, and like, do they have different, where was the bird kept when she was there, that type of thing.
Probably under the seat. But we're going to go to Utica, New York.
Yeah.
And in Utica, New York, we have Todd. Todd thinks he knows what this is. Todd, what is that animal sound?
The wolf.
You say it's a wolf?
Why don't you give it to a pig with some brains in it?
That means that you are incorrect. It is not a wolf, but I tricked you because we were talking about wolves.
I was tricked.
And it's not quite a wolf.
Maybe you should get some brains, John. I got your back, man. I got your back.
Me too. Okay.
Sorry. Wait, Todd, I could combat that. There you go.
Oh my goodness, that's hilarious.
That means you're wrong, Todd. It's still open, but I think somebody will get it on this one because it's not a wolf that makes that sound, but they are kind of similar in sound. But you can kind of notice a little bit of a difference there. So, and you're not going to be carrying this animal on as a emotional support creature either. 818-818-6401. Todd was wrong in Utica, New York, but maybe you'll be right. Pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Call Sydney. Tell her you want to take a guess. I don't think it's that hard now. I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
Michael Hambrick.
This is Talkin' Pets.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you'll lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Did you know your daily cup of coffee could be hiding harmful toxins? Most coffee is drenched in pesticides, but not Life Boost. We're Dr. Crafted and certified organic, third-party tested for 450-plus toxins like molds, glyphosate, and heavy metals. Just to make sure, because your health deserves more than a caffeine fix. Life Boost isn't just clean, it's powerful. Packed with antioxidants to support brain, heart, and metabolic health without the toxins. Love your cup, love your body. So go right now to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets and get 58% off your first order. But hurry, this deal won't brew forever. Life Boost Coffee, crafted for your health, loved by your taste buds. Go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets.
Do you love going on a cruise? Or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
hope you're all happy out there. Yes. And welcome back to Talking Pets. Stay happy. So Todd and Daffy and Donald and Mickey and everybody that is in Todd's head. Love you, Todd.
Leave Todd alone.
Yeah, he was incorrect, but this is the sound. What makes that sound? It's not a wolf. Could be close to it, though.
It could be. It could be close.
818-818-6401. We only got a couple minutes left. Guess, and you can go have coffee knocking on your door from Life Boost Coffee or cat treats from Vitacraft, like Lick and Lap. Or you could have dog treats knocking on your door from Good Pets Foods. Plus, we have books and a lot of other things that you could choose from. But you got to call, and guess what that animal is? 818-818-6401. You know, we were going to do some more stories, but there's a lot of news that we pick out for the show every week. And if you go to TalkinPets.com and click on news, you'll see a lot of news stories that didn't make it on the air. And a couple of them that we planned on getting on the air. But Maria, did you see the story about Debbie LaFleur and her her dog? It's a Yorkshire Terrier named Kingston. It was missing for 5 years. And it ended up showing up at a frat house.
Hmm. No.
Yeah, it's been in the news, and apparently this dog was missing, little Yorkie, and it knocked on a frat house door 5 years, wherever it was, and
party.
He did. The little guy went in there, and everybody kept him, and then apparently they took him for a scan, and they found that Kingston had a microchip. And got returned after 5 years missing to Debbie LaFleur. So
nice.
It's a great story.
I just have to say, they waited 5 years because they were partying so much to scan the dog. Like, that's the first thing they should have done.
No, actually, the dog was missing somewhere else for 5 years. It showed up at the frat, and they basically
took it in like a week
after they had it. And that's when they found out that it belonged to Debbie LaFleur. Also, a friend of mine, which is John Provost, you know him as the little boy from Lassie. His co-star from that original show died, Joey Vieira. Mm-hmm. He was in a lot of movies and a lot of other things, and he just passed away. And I emailed John Provost and sent him my best. But, you know, hats off to Joey Vieira for all that he's done in Hollywood and everything. Also, I don't know if you saw this story of a veterinarian that was treating a dog in Las Vegas in the Lake Mead area, and while he was trying to treat this horse, he kicked the horse in the face, and I guess somebody that was watching called the authorities on him. And the last we know of, the man, the veterinarian, is on the run.
the vet kicked
the horse. So
damn.
That's not the vet that you want to hire to take care of your pets, that's for sure.
But, you have to do your homework.
Hey, really quick, before we end the hour, we're going to go out to Leva in Connecticut. Hey, Leva!
Hi, Dawn, again. Here I am.
How are you, darling?
I'm doing good. Just loving you makes me feel good.
Thank you, darling. What creature is that?
I'm trying to take a stab at it again and see. Any clues?
A what?
Any clues?
Oh, any clues? It's not a wolf, but it's close to it.
Okay.
Coyote.
Yay!
Congratulations.
I'll pass it on.
You're going to pass it on to somebody? So yes. Every once in a while, Libra will call and she'll pass it on to someone. So you don't even have to come on air.
That's nice.
Talk with Sydney at CRN and tell Sydney if you want the coffee from Life Boost or the cat treats from Vitacraft, or you could go with the Good Pets Foods dog treats, or if you want a book on dogs, we have that. And like Michael said, we have a bracelet on dogs. We have little booties for a chihuahua or a cat.
The collapsible.
And we have a halter. For a small dog like a Yorkie, if you want to go with that. So just call up 818.
I love you with all my heart.
Love you too, darling. And I don't know if you heard, I'm going to compete now with your nephew. Your nephew is Christopher Abbott from the movie Wolfman. And so my movie coming out is Velvet Hammer. So
Where can I see that?
Hopefully within the next 30 days or more. We'll see.
Wow. But,
I got to see it for the first time, actually, and I saw it this afternoon, and I got to watch it, and I was very happy and very amazed.
Wow. It looks
really good.
I'd love to look at that. I'd love to see that.
You'll be able to, but thanks for forwarding that on, and love to you, Leva, always. And while we're talking about Leva, I want to give a shout-out to Darla. Darla is our, like, director.
Darla!
Hey, Darla.
She directs everybody on Facebook
Woo,
Live.
Darla.
So yep. Darla's out there telling people what to do and everything else. So if you're confused, go on our Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio while we're on the air, and Darla will tell
Darla's
you
Darla's our moderator.
She is. And so, by the way, if somebody calls in, 818-818-6401, you don't even have to come on air. Leva gave you a gift. If you won something in the last 90 days, pick something you haven't won. But it's yours, 818-818-6401. Just call, and compliments of Leva in Greenwich, Connecticut, that is yours. And she's listening on WGCH. So, Maria, as we say goodbye, it's great to have you back on the show with us.
I don't want to say goodbye.
I know. It's like we could talk forever.
Yeah. I mean, this is so much fun.
Yeah,
so
fun.
I love you guys. I can't
love
wait to see you in person again. It's been a while, but we're going to come over and do another little trip over there in the near future. And we'll be sure to stop by and see you for sure. Maybe we'll surprise you and do a show. Impromptu.
Sounds good. Hey,
I love you guys.
Give
love
everybody you your podcast if people want to check you out during the week or whatever.
Yes. The Dog Gone Positive Way on Spotify or wherever you hear your podcast, YouTube, Facebook, at Dog Gone Positive, at Maria Ryan on Facebook. I'm everywhere. You can find me.
Talking Pets, same thing, actually, at Talking Pets Radio. Spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. And bye for now from me, John Patch.
Maria Ryan.
Michael Hambrick.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.